fun little change of pace for a change as we talk about old people. A lot of times, Jerry Ann can get down and negative about old people, and you know how it goes. Shame, Jerry Ann. Because I got my learn on to the extreme with a 63-year-old man yesterday. It was fantastic. It really was. He taught me about the perils of drug abuse and all kinds of other fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And that being a bachelor for life isn't a bad thing to be. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Or words to that effect. So we thought it'd be fun to just share stories, share things that we've learned from old people. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Well, my first thing is that I can't believe you guys think a 61-year-old man is an old man. Well, I'm a nurse, I work up at the hospital, and I was taking care of a 99-year-old woman this weekend.
Yeah.
And she was telling all kinds of stories, you know, that were way above and beyond anything a 61-year-old, pretty middle-aged person would tell.
He was actually 63, which is officially old, I think, isn't it?
No. No, go up to the hospital, you'll see, 77-year-olds, 90-year-olds, and they've got, their mind there. There's no problems with them. That's not old. Not at all. But what they will tell you is the same thing that Jerry Ann said, watch your bowels and stay out of the sun. Just the fact that 61's not old. And he probably doesn't want to see you because you keep calling him old.
No, he doesn't listen to this radio station.
You're lucky.
He's an old man. So.
He is not.
Okay.
Not an old man. All right, not an old man.
So I need to change the topic to what's something that a 60-plus-year-old has taught you?
There you go. Yeah.
It's just not as catchy as, tell us something an old person taught you.
That's true, but probably most of the people that are calling in the person that told him something's probably a heck of a lot older than that.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Bye. Come on. That's all. He was self-proclaimed old man, too. He goes, well, I'm an old man at one point in the conversation.
Hey, so that's no big deal.
When do you officially turn old, and is being old a bad thing?
I don't think so.
Yeah. You want to be old. That means you got there, right? And he was talking about how he's lucky to be alive, and everything from this point on is gravy, more or less, because he's had a heart attack and everything.
And if he's done drugs, his mind could be older than his body.
Yes, that's right, kids. That's a lesson for you. Because he was talking about LSD, coke. He wasn't a fan of grass, he said.
Well, at least he avoids that.
Yeah.